Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a club community takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Nos wait da, Carissa we can eat, come right, have you. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's program, we'll celebrate our 300th program as well as our 6th anniversary of the first broadcast, which was just over a week ago. Caddy and Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music, started out at Arlington, Virginia, USA's community radio station, WERA, during the pandemic. And I was able to get new programs out quickly from a home studio, which is exactly what those in charge of the station at the time were looking for. There was also great support from the station and much of the community, which continued until the station stopped doing locally originated programming in January 2024. Since then, WERA has sadly gone silent, though there are hopes of a revival, which I hope will be successful. I have joined a number of other friends and colleagues in continuing my program on Mixcloud and in syndication, and today I'm pleased to say that the program is broadcast regularly on several stations around the world, which we'll mention a wee bit later. On this week's program, we feature some of the best tunes that I played during our 6 years on the air, and we'll kick off the program with a track from Adwaith. From their Bato Mato album, this is Buid Simmel.
Just one poet's symbol.
That was Boo and Sybil from Adwaith. Being totally partial here, haha, the all-female alternative group Adwaith is one of the greatest bands of the 21st century so far, and they started off in Caerfyrddin, a current hotspot for Welsh language music, around 2016. After they started to get noticed in Wales, they emerged as the next big thing on the Welsh music scene around 2017. I was wondering what all the fuss was about at the time, but after I saw them at the memorable Cardiff Bay Eisteddfod in 2018, I became a convert. Adwaith released their debut album, Melon, later in 2018 on the Libertino label, and this was followed by Bato Mato in 2022, and their most recent album, the double album Solace, in 2025. After touring following the release of Solace, the band announced that they were taking a pause, and I hope this is actually the case, and they will be performing again in the future. Adwaith has been one of the most exciting bands in Wales since they have been active. I've always been really impressed with their music. One of the greatest bands in Wales from the mid-2010s was Array, an alternative group from Dufferin Nantlle, south of Caernarfon, who started in 2014. They had a great debut single, and then followed this up with the superb EP in 2015, Hayden. The band announced in 2017 that they too were having a pause, and the members went off in different and divergent directions. This is Array with their debut single, Have, here on CFRC 101.9 FM. That was Have from Array. Mary Mathias, originally from Ceredigion, has been active since at least 2015 when she released a single with the folk rock group Raftam. Her solo career started after she moved to Caerdydd to attend university, as she released an EP in 2020 with her highly acclaimed debut album Anoon coming out in 2022. She's been quite active over the last few years as she formed a new alt-trad group Moosog and released a collaborative EP in 2025 with a new album Kvarwith that has just been released. From her Anoon album, this is Mary Mathias with one of her best-known tunes, Rebel.
Mae'r nos yn cael amdano a'i ben yn codi'n gryd. Mae'r fflamau'n bragu hyn ond mae'r siaced goch yn rhyd y barddo.
That was Rebel from Mary Mathias. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. Alan Gaffey is an experienced musician originally from Bethel near Carnarvon, and though he played in locally based groups, he became best known as the guitarist for the band Radio Luxembourg, which was formed in Aberystwyth in 2005. After a few years, the band changed its name to Racehorses in 2009, which also led to a change in lineup, sound, and to a large extent language, as Racehorses did most of their material in English. After Racehorses disbanded in 2013, several of the members went on to solo careers or other projects. And the most impressive of these to date was the initial solo career of Alan Gaffey, who released two very impressive solo albums in 2016 and 2020. Since then, he has resumed his solo career as Gaff, his nickname, with more pop-oriented material. From his Cliff Hannis album from 2020, this is Alan Gaffey with Covio, Panoid Aether and Canny. That was Koyo Panoy Deder Kani from Alan Gaffey. Fleur Davitt is an author, poet, and musician who's generally better known for her printed work, but she also has had an interesting musical career for a time. She started her recording career with a solo album in 2005, but her best-known albums were with her band, A Barf, and the first of these came out on signed sublabel Rassel in 2007. The second Fleur Davitt Ar Barf album, Beat Back, was released in 2009, and both these albums were very well received. Her last solo album to date was released in 2012, and it was a much more introspective release. For a Beat Back album, this is Fleur Davitt Ar Barf with Pavel Bach here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. That was Pavel Bach from Fleur Davitt Ar Barf. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a track from the band Jess. Jess was formed in Abertavy in 1987, and they released their first album on the locally based Fleck label in 1988. Two further albums on Fleck followed, Agath from 1989, and what many consider to be the best Welsh rock album ever, Harvard and Vaux in View from 1990. After Jess split from the Fleck label, they released an album independently, Paris Hotel, in 1992, and a final EP, Sextravaganda, which included some English material. Jess's music remains popular to this day, and tracks from Harvard and Vaux in View are still played regularly on Radio Cymru. From this album, this is one of their best-known tunes, Glau. That was Glal from Jess. You're listening to Cynead Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cape Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Beware the Radio out of London, Yukavar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Croeso et al. We'll kick off the second half of the program with a tune from Annual Ledig. From their low Alpine EP, this is Svekla Hebateb.
Thank you.
That was Svetlana Hebatev from Annual Letting. Annual Letting was a group from Blaenau Ffestiniog that was formed in 1982. And after a few years of playing locally, they released their first album in 1998. This album was mainly in the reggae style. But when the band released their second album, The Superb Gwendoline, in 2001, it had a mainly alternative rock sound. Though some reggae influences remained, and the subjects and lyrics were more engaged. The band retained this style for the remainder of their career, and they released two further EPs in 2001 and 2004. The band properly disbanded in 2008, but even before this, band member Guy Toms had started a new project, and he has continued as a solo artist to this day, while Kerry Cunnington followed this with his band Toon Fat from 2010 onwards. The Trues were a mainly blues rock band from Dufferin-Cluain, and they emerged around 2013, and they released their first album, An Adecrai, in 2015. They then followed this up with an excellent EP, Croeser Avon, but not long after this, the band ended, as the lead singer, Maren Williams, went off to sing in a musical in London. She has since resumed a solo career in Wales with material in Welsh and English, while band member Morgan Elwy, often playing with his brother Jacob, has become the leading reggae musician in Wales. From the Croeser Avon EP, this is The Trues with the title track here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. That was Croeso Ravald from Troobs. Francis Rees Izzer was an alternative music project that was formed by the musician Beth Pugh from Tuam in South Gwynedd in 2022. As a solo project, Beth released her first Francis Rees EP, Glada Fiesta Glass, the same year. She was in the Eisteddfod's Battle of the Bands competition in 2023, and in 2024 she joined with two other musicians, Bethan and Karios, to make a three-piece. The group then recorded their Hello EP in 2024 and played at the Eisteddfod in Pontypridd, after which they became one of my favourites. Unfortunately, the newer members no longer seem to be part of the group, and the future of Francis Rees is uncertain. Even if the project doesn't resume, they leave a legacy of two great EPs and a single. From their Glada Fiesta Glass EP, this is Francis Rees with Minhook. Minhook from Francis Rees. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music. My name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/andread1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music. The punk band Dolly emerged from Caerfyrddin in the late 1990s, but after their third EP came out in 2004, the band broke up. However, two of the members, Barad Letty and Tom Champagne, formed the new band Suki Boscawen, with Barad Letty taking on the Suki Boscawen persona. And they released their one and only album, Kuchar Kachink, in 2007, which was critically acclaimed and, like many of the tunes we're featuring on this week's program, has stood the test of time, with tracks from the album being played regularly on Radio Cymru to this day. Sadly, Suki Boscawen ended after Barad Letty had a brain tumor, but she's continued as a visual artist under the name Suki the Click. This is Suki Boscawen with Red Egg. Red Egg from Suki Boscawen. Blind Wilkie McEnroe was a band from Wrexham that was formed around the musician Kerwin Ginsburg, and they emerged in 2018, and they released their only EP that year on the E Ka Ching label. They had a follow-up single the following year, but the band sadly hasn't been heard from since. This is Blind Wilkie McEnroe with Morad here on Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music.
Sure.
Alice Morroyd from Blind Wilkie McEnroe. We'll finish off this week's program with a tune from Marianne Gann. From their D83N album, this is Boy Back Skint. That was Boy Back Skint from Marianne Gann. We've come to the end of this week's program, and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music, and my name is Ed Reed. And we'll have a new program for you next week. Huvar Matro.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time, We give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.